At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that lets you take back control of your business every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. In today's episode, you will learn 4 signs you're actively leading your team. One of the most important aspects of being an entrepreneur, a leader of a company, is to lead. You and everybody involved are counting on your leadership, including your customers. Your customers will feel the effects of you leading your team properly. How do you know that you're leading your team? So in today's lesson, I'm going to give you 4 signs that will indicate if you're actively leading your team. And I say actively because you got to keep on doing these things. Leadership is something that's continuous, and it doesn't matter if you're a team of 2 and you're leading one person, or you're a team of 200 or 2,000 or whatever it is. In organizations, in business, in teams, there must be a leader, and you need to take on that responsibility. Let me show you how in today's episode, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. About 2 years ago, we installed SumoMe on our websites, and it took about 5 minutes to install, and it's probably the best thing I've ever done to our website because it helps you grow your email list and increase your website traffic like nothing I've ever seen. Yes, it's just a tool and a piece of software, but it works brilliantly. It helps you get your visitors to be a part of your email list so you can grow your relationship with them, build your rapport, and convert them into customers. Isn't that what we're all trying to do? Get SumoMe installed on your website right now for free. Just go to 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/SumoMe. If you're listening to this right now and saying to yourself, you know, I'm just not a leader. I love growing my business, love my craft, I love my art, but you know, I'm not that kind of person that can just tell people what to do. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to tell people what to do. Leaders are more than that, and there's different kinds of leaders. It's what you do. It's what you actually do actively on a regular basis, what makes you a leader. It's not a personality. It's not a trait. It's not something in your DNA. You can learn to be a leader. You just have to do the things that leaders do. So let's get into it. What are the 4 signs that you're actively leading your team? Number 1, and this is on the top of the list for a reason. You make consistent, timely decisions. As a leader, your job is to make decisions. You're making decisions all the time. I say timely because if you wait too long to make a decision, one, it may not have the same effect in terms of the change it makes as it would have done if you did it at the right time, if you didn't delay so much. Number 2, everything you do and don't do, your team is watching. They're looking at what you're doing. They're learning from you. They want to find out, what kind of person am I working for? Who am I working with? This is going on in the back of their mind constantly. Just ask yourself, have you ever worked for somebody? Have you ever had a boss? You ask yourself those questions all the time, right? So when it's time for you to make decisions, whether it's changing a policy, whether it's improving your product, whether it's making the right hire or the right fire, people respect you as a leader and they feel like they're being led by the right person when you make timely decisions. Sometimes these decisions are going to be really hard. Trust me, I've gone through them. I'm going through them right now. But this is what defines you as the leader of your business. Don't procrastinate when you need to make a decision. Take time to make the right one. Think about it. Do your right research. But waiting too long sometimes will have a less of an effect of change when you needed to do it. Sometimes it's kind of a little too late, right? So make sure you're decisive and those decisions are timely. Your team is watching. They want to know what kind of leader are they working for. Number two is one word, praise. Yes, you must lead. Yes, you must advise. Yes, sometimes you're going to have to deliver bad news to some of your employees or some of your teammates, right? But a consistent thing you should be doing actively is praising good work. We're human beings. We're not things with no feelings or no emotions, right? We can't continue to work for somebody or some team without feeling valued. People need to feel valued. And a lot of ways you can do that is just simply praising them for the good work they're doing. Make sure you actively praise your team members. Make sure they understand that they're valued and that they've done a good job. Now, I'm not saying just say good job no matter what they do. Take advantage of the moments when they do shine and make sure you praise. Back when I was a teacher, I worked for some managers. I was moving up in the management ranks. And because I was good at my job and because I was a good employee, I did my job. But I did my job so much better when I felt recognized and respected and appreciated. I was so demotivated and not really feeling my job when I had managers that didn't do that. When it's kind of like, oh, that's your job, just do it. When you feel valued, you give more. So make sure you actively praise your teammates. Number three, addressing challenges. You have to be addressing any kind of challenge that you have head on, whether that's somebody not doing their job properly, whether that is a problem with the product itself and you need to improve it. If your team raises a challenge, raises a problem, you need to address it. You can't just put it off forever. Part of your job as the leader of the business is a problem solver. You're a problem solver for the team. You make their job easier. You make their job better because you solve the problems that are getting in the way of them doing their job. So be a problem solver. Address challenges, solve them. Even if it's not an immediate solve, let them know that you're working on it. Let them know that you are trying your best to solve this problem. And in the meantime, I want you to do this. Give them solutions. So let's recap real quick the first three signs that you are actively leading your team. Number one, you're making timely decisions. Number two, you're praising your teammates. Number three, you're addressing challenges. And number four, it's a biggie. You make your team better. Leaders lead by example. People want to feel inspired. They, yes, go to work for a paycheck, but they also want to feel like they're improving as a professional, as a person. And if they don't feel like they're improving because of the leadership in the business, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for people to resign. They only can go so far with money. They can find money at a different job. You got to keep helping your team improve, whether that's giving them new challenges, new projects to work on, teaching them how to be better at their job, showing by example. And I'll give an example. One of our wonderful teammates, Cindy, she's the head of all customer service at Webinar Ninja. She basically makes all the decisions when it comes to customer service. But sometimes she's dealt with some difficult situations and she'll send me a message and she'll say, hey, we have a customer with this situation. I don't know how to take care of it. Now, I have a couple options here. I can just tell her what to do. I can tell her what I would do. Or you can take this moment to help them get better, help them become a better manager. So my first question is, what would you do? What do you want to do in this situation? What's your decision? And the vast majority of the time, I will say that's a great decision. Go ahead and roll with it. I'll back you up. But sometimes I will have a discussion and say, hey, you know, how about we take this approach? That's a good idea. How about we take this approach? This is why I think this is a better approach. And in this moment, there's kind of some sort of just-in-time training happening. And they get better and they feel better because, hey, I'm getting better at this job. I'm learning how to make decisions on the fly. I'm also learning what decisions to make, the culture of the business. So try to take moments like that to train your team so they can get better. They need to feel supported. They need to feel like you have their best interests in mind. And one of the ways to do that is to actively train, to actively lead, to actively help them get better. Give them opportunities, give them courses if they need, professional development days. Remember, if they're better as a professional, the better work they're going to get out of them, the better your company is going to be. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Earth Class Mail. Earth Class Mail moves your snail mail to the cloud, giving you instant access 24/7 and integrates with all the tools and services you use every day. It's crazy how we moved everything we do for business over to the digital world, but we still need to pick up, sort, and manage physical mail. Seems kind of silly. With EarthClass Mail, you can get all your mail scanned and accessible 24/7. You can search your mail. You can send invoices over your accounting software. You can sync important documents into the cloud. You can deposit checks. It just makes running your business a whole lot easier. And get this. I love this. You also get a real professional address to share publicly with your customers, business partners, and investors. And you'll never need to worry about somebody showing up to your front door if you run your business from home. Now, we've checked out EarthClass Mail, and we think it's a brilliant solution for any business of any size. I often think, wow, why would anybody deal with physical mail anymore now that there's EarthClass Mail? Visit earthclassmail.com and get your first month for free when you use promo code MBA. That's earthclassmail.com. Use offer code MBA. To wrap up today's lesson, I know as the leader of your business, you've got a lot on your plate. You're doing so much. But be mindful of your leadership. This is really the backbone of your business. Everybody on your team is counting on you and counting on you to lead. If you're ever in doubt, if you feel like, hey, I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing, just know that the more you communicate with your team, the more you praise, the more you talk out problems, the more you train and help them out, the better. Communication is so key when it comes to leading. Now, I know that some people would need to be led in different ways than others, but some leadership is better than no leadership. You have to be leading in some way. Get started, find your groove, and find your style as a leader. Thank you guys for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Really appreciate it. You can help spread the word and let other people know that you love the show by just sending out a tweet or putting it on Facebook. Say, hey, I listened to the $100 MBA Show. Absolutely loved it. This is what I learned today. Just give a link, maybe 100mba.net/show. Thanks for putting out the word and helping us grow our audience. All right, that wraps up today's lesson. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. If you're in a job right now and you have a horrible boss or even just a not so great boss, you can learn a lot from that person. I've had some not so great bosses in my time, and I learned what they're lacking. I learned the void that they're leaving. Why are they a bad boss? What are they not doing? I make sure that I make note of that because I need to make sure to do those things. When I become the leader of a business, that really helped me out. Sometimes I felt like having a bad boss was better than having a good boss. I learned so much. Because sometimes when you have a good boss, you don't really understand why they're so good. You just know they're good. But when they're bad, it's so blatant why they're bad. So even when you have a bad situation like that, you can learn something. You can take advantage of that and you can really keep in mind what it takes to be a good leader and what doesn't make a good leader. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.